is knowing.
All right, Mal, welcome to Crow 777 Radio. This is a special episode. The number will be 605.5. Basically, Jason and Rose and myself are here, and also from Masterpiece, Terry Lynn. We covered Masterpiece a couple of times. It's an amazing product, and I can talk later about some of the people who have contacted us saying the benefits that they've gotten. But basically, Trolls started in hard. And my heart dropped. I'll be completely honest with you. After we covered it, people presenting themselves as doctors and other professionals started dropping the hammer, saying that this is a terrible product and dangerous. So my heart dropped and I jumped on it. And I went back. I vetted it the first time. I vetted it the second time. We did a third episode to bring them back on to address the issues that were being put across. At this point, I'm going to be blunt. Masterpiece is being trolled. I think I'm aware of six runs now, and I'm not even kidding, from the zeolite you're using as poison, to the stuff that they put in the vax is in there, to, well, eventually they got around to saying there's uranium, of all things. This is now, I guess, radioactive. And on it went. It is so clearly a troll attack, I felt we needed to put this together again. We're going to talk with Terry Lynn. Sounds like there's going to be a lawsuit. And what's happened here is a bit like me covering any given topic back in the day when we would cover something that was right on the money and then all the attacks would come. It's a way to knowing what you're doing is effective, I think, among other things. But anyhow, welcome, Jason. Do you want to add anything in before we pull Terry in?
This whole thing has gotten to the point of absolute ridiculousness. I take this product and have for months. Once when I get up, once when I go to bed, 5 drops under the tongue just like they prescribe. I'm not dead, nor am I ill. As a matter of fact, I'm in some of the best health I've had in many, many years right now. Rose also takes it. Anybody who knows anything about Rose knows that she's got a lot of medical issues. She is also not dead from taking this stuff. So I'm pretty sure we don't have uranium poisoning or any of the other ridiculous things that are being thrown at it. And at this point, I'm kind of getting fed up with people throwing all this nonsense at us. Do you think for 1 second that we didn't do any due diligence with this stuff? We've looked into this over and over and over again. We know these people personally. We've had numerous conversations with them off the air for hours at a time sometimes. We know what's up with this stuff. And this is literally an attack on this product and on these people.
The attacks have gotten so bad that someone would order Masterpiece and somehow the trolls got their email address, knew they'd purchased it, and sent the scary letters to them. But I take this, my wife takes this, and by the way, it's not available yet, but shortly when you order Masterpiece, you're going to be able to get a hair test with it. If there wasn't confidence off the scales, that wouldn't happen. But this has gotten to be a bit much, and it started to upset me when I had to boot people out of my forum, because I don't do that. In the entire history of running this website, it's less than 5 people all these years that I've had to boot out of the forum. Well, I had to boot more than one person recently because they were being fed all this horrific, basically fear porn about Masterpiece, and I knew it wasn't true. And part of the problem here is we know more than we can talk about. Quite often with a lot of things that we cover. And so while I'm watching this happen and I'm trying to figure out how I can communicate that you're regurgitating flat out lies, people are getting hot. So I've had enough. We're going to put out this episode. It's going to lay it on the line. It sounds like people are about to get sued. But anyhow, welcome, Terry.
Thank you, Crow. Thank you, Rose and Jason. Happy to be here.
It almost feels to me like there's outside pressure fueling this somehow. And by the way, I guess I should have asked off the air. If the answer to the question I'm about to ask is no, we'll edit it out. But I had heard that people who had damage from 2020 and were scanned and had MAC addresses may have come up clean after using this. Are we allowed to say that?
I think we're allowed to say that. Yeah, we are doing a number of studies. That's one of the studies that we're doing. And yes, we have most people that no longer have what are coming up as MAC addresses. Yep, that's exactly right.
Terry, do you know enough about that to explain it to folks who might be hearing that for the first time and so they can understand what Masterpiece might be doing to help the issue?
Sure. So we've probably heard some of the talk in the last few years about people coming up with MAC addresses after they got these inoculations. And we got curious in the last 6, 7, 8 months. And so there's a simple program you can download, an app, I guess, on your phone that you can turn it on and see all of the connections that are around you. And so we thought, well, if that's the case, and I think people were actually using these in cemeteries, right? So we thought, well, if we get our test subjects from our second study, which is really our first double-blind placebo-controlled study, and we get them in a field and there's nothing else around them, well, actually, you wouldn't even need that, but it'd be the best way to know. And that's what we did. And so we got a baseline reading. There was middle of a field, literally. Carolyn Mansfield did this in the UK. And we got it down to, yeah, there's this person had a MAC address. And I think most of them did, if not all. And then we tested them again. And I want to say 20 some out of like the 26 all come up clean with no. And the reason you wanted to ask me the reason why. So the reason is that we're being inoculated, whether it's through your arm and a literal inoculation, or we're just being transfected with all these particles. I don't have to go into all the ways we all know, and they're metals between graphene oxide and certain metals. And when you get that inside your body, you're conductive. And so that's when the radiation, the 5G towers and all that stuff comes into play. And so that reacts, those two things react together. So once you can get that stuff out of your body, we can't control what they're putting up at this point anyway. So once we can get our body, at least to a point, to a level that it's no longer reading, then that was our experiment. Then we're probably in much better shape. So that is what seems to be happening. And we're actually coming out, we have somebody doing a documentary about this and used this study as part of that documentary. It's going to be out soon, I believe.
So before I ask you my next question, I have a very close family member who unfortunately was vaxxed, and I have employed Masterpiece to hopefully do something about that. I don't know if people out there are aware of the Deagle Report. The Deagle Report surfaced years ago, but there is a claim that populations all over the world are going to fall drastically, 2025 and 2026. And the first time I ever saw it, and it started to come to light, I remember people started asking, how in the hell are the populations going to be reduced by so much so quickly? That would take a world war or something else. That was long before 2020. Anyhow, to get back to the point, Terry, can we talk about why you think they might be doing this, or should we go in a different direction?
Let me just start by saying that we are aware of the spreading of inaccurate and defamatory statements, not only against Masterpiece, but also a few of our team members. And we are actively taking action for legal remedies against all our involved in their private and professional capacities, because that's what we're dealing with. We can't say much due to the seriousness of the accusations, because it also, if you think about it, it's going to pull in, it is pulling in our raw material sourcing that provide us with valid COAs and our production manufacturer, because they are ultimately responsible for the final testing leaving their facility.
So wait a minute, let's address that. Basically, in layman's terms, are you suggesting that the things that you have processed in a facility have to be proven clean, as does whatever it is that's manufactured there? Is that what we're getting at here?
Yeah. So when we take in our two ingredients, the zeolite in its raw form and our sea plasma, it comes with COAs. It has to. Those businesses, those companies would be shut down. And these are not new companies. This zeolite, let's use it as an example. Oh, actually both. But the zeolite is used in many high-level products. It's the best zeolite on the market.
Okay, hold on. I got to interrupt again, because people are going to lose their damn minds, because zeolite has recently been under the spotlight in a bad, bad way. But as we showed in the episode previous, which was 597.5, you can go back and listen to it, all zeolites are not the same. As a matter of fact, they're so different, it's almost like we need different names for them. So please clarify that the zeolite you are using is not the zeolite that everyone is defaming, probably for good reason.
You're talking about synthetic zeolites, and we pretty much busted that when Carolyn Mansfield was on. And that's not even close to what we're talking about. When people are using some of these studies that show, or just these some evidence that shows that people are getting damaged, or that there is studies out there showing that it's damaging. That's synthetic zeolites. And there is one mainstream company, I believe they're still in business, that is open about that they are synthetic, and people have used that. Some have had good results. Many have come back and said they don't.
But that's not what you're using.
No, no. So we're using a natural clinoptilolite, which anywhere from Andrew Kaufman's product to anyone else. I think you had just had another gentleman on talking about zeolites. They're using a clean clinoptilolite. It's not hard to find. These mines that mine for it know how to clean it out. Now, what we're using is a gentleman who has a private mine. He leases a certain area of this mine, and they take extra care with the zeolites because zeolites want to grab onto toxins. And so even if they're sitting around in the air and you have diesel, let's say fumes in the air, it's going to want to attract it. And so this particular part of the mine, this private really leased mine, takes extra steps so none of that happens. It doesn't sit around like that. It's the cleanest COA of any clinoptilolite we've seen. This man would not be in business if it wasn't. In fact, he has been in business doing this for a couple, at least decades. I think more than that. I've talked to him personally on the phone a few times. He was one of the forebears for clinoptilolite zeolites use, I think at least in the United States.
All right. Before I interrupted you the first time, you were talking about how what you're going to manufacture has to be shown to be clean to get into the facility, as well as after whatever you're creating needs to be proven clean. And you use the word COA. What is a COA?
Certificate of analysis. So they analyze through a third party lab. That's what a COA is. Things like mycotoxins, which are your molds. Heavy metals is one of the first things on the list. Any bacteria, anything that nobody wants to have and anything, especially they're ingesting. It's standard procedure.
Okay. I was originally asking you, and actually, now that I'm thinking about it, if there's going to be legal action, I recognize that there's going to be certain things that you're not going to be able to address on the air like this, particularly before anything is served. Jason, do you want to jump in with anything?
Well, we should be getting into that. Obviously, we're not going to be naming names right now, and there's only so much that can be said on the air before legal proceedings start. But let's make the point very, very heavily here that there is going to be legal action about this nonsense. It's that bad. They are taking legal action against these people because everything they are saying and doing is false and to hurt the people and product of Masterpiece.
Which there's actually proofs that I don't think we can really bring up here, but there are actually proofs that demonstrate one of the motives here. Is there something that I haven't asked you that you'd like to offer up, Lynn?
It's really just trying to make the point that it's not really just about Masterpiece. It's about our suppliers. Because when you're saying that Masterpiece has heavy metals and uranium and all of that, we have to first start with where are we getting our materials from? And we're certainly not adding poisons into our formula. And so it's bringing in some very high level companies here.
Not going to be good. I can tell you that. Oh, I forgot. One of the other things was it's the one attack you hear all the time now. There's nanotech in it. Mm-hmm. Was one of the things we had to address with experts last time around. But I'm going to ask Rose, do you want to come in and add anything? Do you have something that you want to put on the table while we're doing this?
I really think it's so important that Terry get into the specifics about the claims against Masterpiece and the urine testing, that whole issue.
I'd love to get into that.
Go ahead. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. If you test someone's urine, doesn't that basically, aren't you testing what's in them?
So, first of all, the principle that nothing should be off the table for scrutiny is valid in all things, right? We should scrutinize everything, right? But scrutiny is not what we're dealing with here. We can also point to this MD who's been putting out stuff professing that Dr. Robert Young got his post-high school training in 8 months from an online diploma mill.
Is that not true?
It's not true. All his diplomas are on his website. With pictures, there's some pictures of him in his graduating class. He went to the University of Utah. His certificate's right there. Bradford Institute for Pleomorphic Microbiology. He's got a PhD in nutrition. He's got a doctorate with high honors in biochemistry, specifically nano and colloidal chemistry. He's certified in live blood analysis. He's a naturopathic doctor. We don't understand how somebody would think that they could say that.
That's an easy one for someone listening to go check. If you want to go listen to what they're saying, they're claiming that he did basically an online quickie degree. You can look him up. You can go look at the website. You can go look up his actual factual degrees, and that will prove it's a bit like the Billy Carlson thing. It's just not true, and it's evidently not true. But what about the urine?
So the principle, let's lay a principle again. The burden of proof lies on the one making the claim, right? So we have proof our product is clean by third-party testing of raw materials and the end product. Our product is done in a GMP-certified facility. That's important. Good manufacturing processes. So is where we're getting it from. We have purity testing, verifying the natural composition of clinoptilolite and the trace minerals, excluding anything synthetic that's added or any contaminants. We have structural integrity testing that measures pH, oxidation, reduction potential, which is the millivolts, and trace mineral content. That's what we have. There is no verifiable proof to the contrary of that. What we have that was shown recently, I guess on a Substack, we have lab testing that tested urine as a control and then a combination of urine and Masterpiece.
So wait a minute. Someone mixed their urine with Masterpiece to test it?
Yes.
I'm not an expert, but that's not how you... If you wanted to test Masterpiece, you wouldn't throw pee in it, would you?
No. So the sender used a lab owned by her sister, providing a sample that was already tampered with. You know, you opened the bottle for one thing. So the lab and the testing that was done was one that tests urine. And so if you want to test Masterpiece as a supplement, you would not test it in that particular lab or at least in that particular equipment. So why they did that, that's very interesting. It's an unreliable methodology to prove anything with any validity. So while tests for heavy metals in urine and substances like a C plasma or even a C plasma zeolite combo rely on similar principles of detection, such as spectroscopy, for anybody that knows what that is, or chromatography, the testing methods and preparation processes differ. One of these tests is called an ICP-MS. I'm not sure what they use, but it's one we can use as an example. So for people to understand how this works, so that uses a calibration. So you need calibration standards that are matched to account for the specific sample composition. So in this particular ICP-MS, they can actually, by default, can misidentify elements with overlapping signals, particularly if calibration or the matrix correction is insufficient. If you mix zeolite with urine, the calibration is going to be set for urine. That was the baseline. Just by the test alone, you are saying that your urine is the baseline. So a calibration curve would be prepared for urine that would not work for C plasma, leading to erroneous results. The C plasma now typically would require significant dilution or the use of like a matrix modifier to reduce interference for that particular test, which would differ and does differ from urine sample preparation. So combining the two would necessitate an unconventional and highly controlled preparation method to yield anything that would be reliable. Testing heavy metals in urine is specifically designed to detect and measure heavy metal concentrations in a human biological sample. Urine tests use calibration standards for those samples and are optimized for a biological fluid with a specific composition of organic molecules, electrolytes, and waste products. C plasma salts and minerals could interfere with those testing reagents. That's just something they use for it's a substance used in the chemical analysis. And the analytical equipment calibrated for urine, if it's calibrated for urine. And also the high salt concentration in C plasma could interfere with the sensitivity and the accuracy of the high metal test designed for urine. It could require dilution or filtration even to remove excess salts or other constituents that can disrupt this testing process. So, I mean, the high mineral salts could interfere with the ionization of metals during that analysis using that particular test, the ICP-MS. This could suppress or enhance the signals for certain elements, leading to inaccurate quantification. So testing a zeolite and C plasma would need its own standards to yield accurate results. That would be the way to do it. You would use a laboratory that's offering environmental toxicology or marine testing. You know, those are better equipped for testing something like Masterpiece. That was not used. Someone that is a professor and MDs and these folks that are putting this out should know that. I don't know why they wouldn't. Either way, we've got a problem. But here's the kicker, okay? Yep. When mixed with a complex matrix like urine, like Masterpiece or any zeolite really, Masterpiece, and we've actually proven that this is true, but Masterpiece may chelate toxins that are already present in the sample, in the biologicals, like proteins and particulates in cells. Have you ever seen cloudy urine?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it in a jar and it's been sitting or something? You see the sediment at the bottom?
Yeah.
Urine is a, some people don't want to say that it's contaminated, but it's basically a contaminated sample. So they contaminated the sample with, of Masterpiece even, with urine, and they tested for that. And then were surprised when the zeolite formula rendered out the toxins.
Which is what it's supposed to do in the first place.
It's supposed to do. So you, if you have cells, you have cells in urine, you have particulates, you have proteins.
It almost sounds like they knew that was going to happen and then they were going to pass it off as tainted. But I mean, basically, you know, beyond the reasonable shadow of doubt that there is an attack going on and that it's concerted and that they have no intention of laying off.
We have it in writing that they have no intention of laying off. We have everything in writing. Unfortunately for them. And we didn't want to take this route. Believe me, we probably let this go on too long. But, you know, the evidence is sure there for all who want to see it. And that's why it's important for us to talk about some of these very obvious, very easy to explain things that I understand that the lay people may not understand. Until I really looked at some of these testings, I didn't either.
I don't want this to go on too long. I wanted to give an outright rebuttal because I don't want to be throwing people out of my website or blocking them from commenting because they're listening to people they shouldn't be listening to and don't realize what's actually going on here. I mean, it is beyond ridiculous when the first round of attacks, when I heard about it, I mean, literally my heart sank. I thought, oh man, did we cover something that we shouldn't have? And I went back with a vengeance and serious. And then we addressed that. Then it becomes nanoparticle. I mean, six times it became, finally it was uranium was the last one I heard. And I said, okay, I've had enough. But let's talk about some of the benefits. On my end, I have received notifications from people. I can't use names or any of that. These are all private communications. One person had someone they'd been with for years that had menstruation pain and terrible, terrible times with menstruation for most of her adult life, took Masterpiece and it went away pretty quickly too. Another person contacted me back and said they had hair testing and they said what you guys say. There was a massive drop in heavy metals from the first test they did over a year ago. Mm. Me and my wife are going to do the testing. For my part, I'm going to keep doing this. And I like what I know about it now and how I feel. But I also know that I've been told what's going on with what they're spraying in the sky. And that can fall down into the things we eat, into the animals around us, into the water supply. So it's one thing to get your levels at a good level, but it's another thing to maintain them. So I know what I'm doing. What have you heard from people that shows the benefits?
It's so varied that it really all points to, and I'll give some examples, but I want to say first, it really all points to when your body is less, I hate to keep using the same word, and I don't want to be a fearmonger, but poisoned, when you get some of this stuff out of you and it just starts to operate, your body is amazing. It heals itself, but we got to get out of the way. And so when we get these things out of the way, whatever people's issues are, we're seeing that they're clearing up, at least a very large percentage. We get very few issues that come through. We do get some, and you know, we deal with those. But anything from, we've got people that have decreased their insulin that they have to take. So diabetes seems to be more controlled. People are saying that they actually literally see better. Something's going on with their eyes that they're able to see better. Less pains. The sleep is just almost, most of the people are getting better sleep. The dreams are crazy that people are getting. Skin issues, brain issues, anything from, dare I say, autism, you know, but anything that has to do with any kind of neurodivergence. I shouldn't say any kind of, but some neurodivergent labeled things. As well as just cognition, especially the younger crowd is getting more energy. The older crowd seems to be a little, definitely we get those for sure. I don't want to sound like we don't, but that seems to be mostly in the younger crowd. The older crowd is getting more cognition clarity back. And so again, it would point to whatever that specific class of people. And if we're drilling down to the individual, where's the weakest link in their chain? Once you get that body system working better, without all the gunk in there, without just these heavy metals and plastics, then the body does the job. The body does the rest. And do you need other tools? Sometimes, yes. We're not saying that it's just about Masterpiece. Like we need, and that's why we're doing all these studies too. We want to understand what exactly, let's drill down deeper to understand what is exactly happening? You have Dr. Seligon, and he's a proponent of the mineralization. We're all on board with that. And we're looking at hair testing and trying to see how we can help people even better. So the ones that are getting a headache or getting just some issues that just seem very strange, we are trying to drill down to why that is, because other tools are likely going to be needed as we're moving forward. And what it all points to right now with experts I've talked to, as well as myself, we think that it's so important that we remineralize, begin a program so you're remineralizing. And if you can do hair testing, you'll know even more what you need.
The hair testing's a big deal. It tells you so, so much. And it's not that expensive, by the way.
No.
And the other thing is it's easy and you just mail it away and you get your results back. But Jason, is there anything you want to add in here? I don't want this to go too long. I wanted to make the point that this is absolutely, by the way, Terry, before I get Jason back in, did they tell you why? Did they bother, you know, when they told you they're not going to let up? Did they tell you why?
Well, let's see. I know you mean you as in our company. What was shared with me, I'm trying to remember if I was told that. I don't want to answer that.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, I know there's, you know, the other thing is people are crazy because some of your suppliers are probably pretty big companies mm-hmm. and defamation goes a long way, but this is beyond the point of ridiculousness. The first time, my heart sunk. The second time, I started to smell a rat. The third time, I was so over it. It's just clearly people who have a vendetta. Jason, anything you want to add?
Several things, actually.
Okay.
So it's not very smart the way they're coming after Masterpiece, because you have to be getting your stuff to make this product from other manufacturers. So an attack on you, meaning Masterpiece, is an attack on them as well. So are you also claiming that these companies, whoever you're working with to make what is the final product of Masterpiece, are you making wild claims about them as well? Because I don't think they'll like that very much. Second of all, if people are having some kind of side effects, did it ever occur to anyone that if you've got tons of gunk in you, God only knows with the world we live in these days, if that's being drug out of you, that it might show itself in some way, shape, or form in a negative way because it's being flushed out of your system? Yeah, things can happen. And actually, that's telling you that something is occurring, that there is a change for the better. This is getting it out of you, which is why you got to do the hair testing, in my opinion. Like, if you want to know what's really going on, make sure that you're doing before and after. Terry, you could give a time frame on that.
Yeah, we're looking at 4 months from experts, say every 4 months. Or you can do 6, you know, for sure, or a year if you want to, but 4 months at the earliest.
It tells you everything. I mean, it will tell you things you probably weren't even aware of, down to what minerals and nutritions you are deficient in. It will give you a list of heavy metals that is much longer than the ones you're probably familiar with. My wife did this. So it is a big deal. And for Masterpiece to be getting ready to pair the hair test with what they're doing, then there is no argument. You can see with your own two eyes. But that was part of the original vetting we did, where we saw people who had, I think it was 30 days. I hope I get this right. It's been a while. I think it was 30 days and some of them had dropped up to 80% of the detectable.
30 days is correct. Yeah, the biggest drop was after 30 days. And again, that's an IEC blood test. So what we want is we want comprehensive. We can't do the IEC anymore because it's no longer offered. But I'm only bringing that out because that's just one way. That's only one tool in one way. It's a gold standard test. But what we want moving forward is hair, urine, blood, everything we can possibly get so that we know more on a macro level, more holistically, what's happening in the body. That is how we're going to get these answers more moving forward. Hair also, one of the great things about hair is it's going to show you if your body's in stress during this process, this detox process. And some are showing that their endocrine system is stressed. And so when we have that result after 4 months, even though you might feel like me, I feel great, but maybe I'm on the edge there. And so some of my metals were higher than I wanted them to be, but that shows it's coming out, right? But for somebody that doesn't feel well, then they're going to look at other markers and they're going to be able to say, okay, yeah, your body is actually in a little bit of a stress state or a lot of a stress state. So we're going to adjust your program so that we can still do this. It's not a one size fits all. 5 drops twice a day is a very good starting point of a hypothesis of this. But the only way you're going to really know is to get that hair test and any other tests you can do.
There's one more thing I'll add in here, and that's that there's some very good reasons why you're being attacked. But I think probably the main one is you have competitors who have their own product that may not actually even be as good as Masterpiece, and they don't like the competition because, let's be real, when you start getting into the stuff, there can be big money involved.
Yes, there's competition. There was also some, I think, personality dynamics that happened, some conflict. There's agendas. Yeah, so this is a big deal. Guys, this is a big deal. And I guess we're going to, you know, some people were coming at us like they were disappointed that we were going to pursue this legally and that it was actually looking bad on us, but we don't see it that way. When you're being attacked and they're not letting up, we have to protect ourselves and what we know to be true and our people.
Yeah, I'm the last guy that wants anything to do with courts, but I saw what's happened here. At some point, too much is too much. I mean, I'm actually doing this episode again because I don't want to have to try to police what I know for a fact is a troll attack information out of my forums and things like that, because the people that are doing it are dead set that it's valid information. Very difficult to try to inform them what's going on and what we know about behind the scenes. Matter of fact, part of it we can't, but I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep using it. I'll keep an eye on whatever you guys do. And I truly am. I will do anything to avoid a court case, you know, even, you know, anything, meet at a table, anything, not to go down that road. But if you've been told that they're not going to let up, I mean, you either live with it or you do something about it. There's really only two choices there.
We've invited them to even unrecorded conversations with us because we thought maybe there's misunderstandings. None of that is being accepted. So the idea is you go to your brother first and you try to make peace. And if that doesn't happen and doesn't work, then you have to bring witnesses and you have to take it to a higher level. And that is the proper process that we did, just so everyone knows.
It's a tough situation. It's unfortunate that things like this happen. But Jason, I'm getting ready to wrap it up. Lynn, do you want to add anything else?
No, I can just add maybe one thing that I was going to say if it came up, that we are supportive of anyone that is our customers. We hold 3 live calls a month. 2 of them are hosted by me. Actually, 3 of them are 3 live calls a month. 3 of them are mine. 1 is Matt. And so the reason for that, it's a new health paradigm call. If somebody is experiencing uncomfortable symptoms, they feel that they're being overloaded or something, we have live calls. Please come and we'll talk about it. We have help and support in that regard. Some people feel uncomfortable during, this is well known. Detox protocols are well known to sometimes yield uncomfortable symptoms. It's not that you want to stay in that state. You know, some people are, we've been drilled back in the day, Herxheimer's are good and, you know, just muscle through it. No, that's not my understanding. Every single person is not going to detox at a perfect rate. Adjustments are going to be needed. And so that's part of this too, is that I think some of this started because some people were experiencing things and expecting that they wouldn't. And so we're saying that, no, you might. And so adjustments need to be done. Maybe other tools are brought in and maybe just stay backing off of the formula itself. It's in its entirety or along with things. So we're encouraging communication and we're doing everything we can to try to help anyone that's going through this detox process. Because for some people, it's no joke.
Well, what I was told by the best medical people I've ever met is that when you detox, if you are super toxic, it can make you feel very bad. And by the way, the Recoweg remedies, just basic Recoweg remedies, if you really, really need certain ones, they can make you feel horrible. And I know this for a fact because it happened to my wife. And this is when I really started to learn because I was told the antidote for the one that I got so she wouldn't feel bad and she could back off the remedy dose. That's just with a Recoweg remedy. And it was funny when they told me the antidote, I think it was tomatoes and onions. And it did work. The antidote worked immediately. She felt better immediately. But I was told by these people, when you detox, some people that are so toxic, I was told if they detox too quickly, it can get dangerous. But I think Rose has a few last points she wants to get in.
Yes, I'm so glad that you discussed that, Terry, because I wanted it to be driven home about the idea of the Herxheimer reaction, which so many people in this community are familiar with that term. And I too am someone who would think, oh, if I'm having a Herxheimer reaction, that means it's working, no pain, no gain. It's a good thing I feel like crap. But over the years that we've been covering so much on the topic of health, I've come to realize that you actually do not have to go through that pain. A good example would be what Clive covered when it came to addiction, taking amino acids and selenium. And I think he was talking about tryptophan, of all things. And that could make the detox process from opiates easier. Same thing here. And something that we discussed in episode 590 with Robert Selig, Dr. Selig, he was so happy to hear that this product included the marine plasma. So you're getting the zeolite along with the supported minerals of the marine plasma, but that might not be enough for everyone. I'm wondering if anyone out there like me who has taken Shilajit as well as the masterpiece did not have any of these Herxheimer reactions, because I have not had a Herxheimer reaction, but I'm also supporting myself with minerals. But then even taking Shilajit along with the masterpiece, maybe that's not enough. And you might be someone who really needs to do that serial hair testing to make sure that the ratios are correct so that this process could be easier for you, because we are living in such a toxic environment. And lastly, I just wanted to mention this trippy story for the record. We did have a listener who had a negative side effect, so she pulled back. And then she had an interesting dream about a word she had never heard of before. And she found out it was this other supplement. And I just think it's absolutely fascinating that, in my opinion, it could be that the masterpiece moved things along and something in her pineal gland probably got cleared up. Maybe that's a little woo-woo, but we are hearing a lot of very interesting things from different people. And I want to encourage people to communicate. I don't want people to be afraid of sharing, oh, wow, after I took it, I didn't feel good. We want to hear about that, because we're all in this together and helping each other how we can detox in the healthiest way possible.
Yeah, I haven't heard that from anyone. But Jason, are we there?
I think we're good, and I think the point was made. And let's just say, if you're going to keep throwing this stuff in the forum and being a real pain in the butt about this stuff and keep going after a masterpiece, we're going to give you the boot. It's not wanted. We've done the work, and now it's gotten so bad to the point that there's now legal issues involved with it. So knock it off. If you don't want to use the product, don't use it, but stop the attacking.
It was really a double-edged sword. I mean, I get that people out there are doing research and, you know, they're saying, oh, I learned this from a doctor. I get it. But I mean, I did everything I could to try to communicate to them. Here's the facts. When I heard that there might be a problem, I was fully prepared. I had already prepared myself to come apologize, pull it, do another episode saying I blew it big time. I'm so sorry. But that's not what happened. I looked into it. We got the experts back. The exact opposite happened. And then as this went along, it was pretty clear that there's a sniper and they're going to keep taking pot shots for whatever reason.
We always look into this stuff. We don't just throw products out there randomly.
No.
We look into all this stuff. And if there's a problem, we look at it again. Guess what we've now done multiple times with this particular thing? I'm so fed up with it. And I just can't stand liars and scumbags constantly trying to hurt people who are trying to do the right thing. And the folks at Masterpiece are doing the right things.
I think we're rounding the corner, because we do have people reaching out to Robert Young, specifically to us. And I think there was Sarah Westhall apologizing for taking that initial stand that did more due diligence, or their due diligence, and they realized and they felt terrible, and they've come back and actually apologized.
Well, good, because they should.
Yeah, but that's why I had mixed feelings, because I saw what people were posting and I know they had the best of intentions, but they got that kind of internet virus mind where I'm trying to save everybody's life, and it's just not that. You know, it just isn't that.
But that's why we readdressed it multiple times, in fact.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. But we're telling you all, we've got this. It's fine. If there was something really bad, we'd know by now. So we're telling you, if you keep at it, you're in the wrong and you're going to get the boot. That's it. We're done with this nonsense.
It's been a bit trying. And there were only a couple of people. And, you know, try it as I might, but it is what it is. At this point, we've done our due diligence. I'm going to continue to use this. I am thrilled to death with the results. As a matter of fact, I think when I had tremors, when I had the Parkinson's, which is probably what it was, and I knew that I was about a year away from being like Michael J. Fox, that had gotten that bad. I couldn't sign checks when my mother was sick in the evening. I literally couldn't sign a check. My tremors had gotten so bad. I think part of that was probably due to heavy metals. And so did Fortune, by the way. And by the way, he used other remedy-based detoxes with the other things he did for me. And when I do this, I just feel really stable. And I know it's hard to describe to people that haven't been in a situation where they've had tremors. But Terry, thank you so much for coming on again. And hopefully this will resolve itself without court. But I guess if it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah. We'll see. But we will, I think, end up victorious. And it is what it is, even though I hate that statement. I think we're going, it needed to happen, you know?
I've seen very few attacks that were like this, where it just became absurd. It was like, well, that last one didn't work with the nanoparticles. What's really bad? I know what's really bad. Uranium, you know? And then the next thing, it's like, my word, come on, man. It got beyond ridiculous. But anyhow, I'm going to wrap it up. We got a lot of work to do tonight, so we can get this out to folks tomorrow. Thank you so much for coming on short notice. I wanted to try to get people informed so they're not falling for, I'm a doctor and what I'm telling you here is true, because that's basically what happened.
Yeah, I could say a lot about that too, but it's not just about a medical degree either. That is a touch point. When someone has the experience with that allopathic world and that training, that speaks volumes about that person for sure and what they can accomplish. And there's good information in there, but life experience and using your common sense and people that can use that education and then make it into something that's really helpful. That's, to me, where the true wisdom lies.
Terry, if anyone does have specific questions, what would you like them to do?
I would like them to reach out to us. I am personally available at tlynn@masterpiecebyhcs.com. T-L-Y-N-N at masterpiece. Make sure you spell peace right, the way we spell it, by hcs.com. You can also email just our basic email. I think it's at help@masterpiecebyhcs.com. I do some consulting and coaching for the team. I just had a conversation with a lady yesterday who was experiencing some strange things, and we worked it out and we figured it out. I can't do that very often. I'll try to answer questions, but getting on our calls, especially the ones that I do right now, they're on Mondays, 3 times a month. That's where you can benefit from everyone's experience and you can get all kinds of information that way. And that's the best place for us to communicate on this level anyway, as far as what's happening with specific people and their health and any new developments we have too.
All right, there it is. We've done our best to address the controversy every time it's come up here. When I put a product, almost none of them have been put in front of you before I have personally tried them or someone immediately here in my family has tried them. And beyond that, they get the due diligence. And it's really no difference than the law that we covered. There's a similar idea going on. If we are going to cover law, it has to have worked. It has to be replicatable and replicatable without fail. That's the best we can do. These are trying times when the internet becomes the highest source of information and everybody's got a key. But what I'm telling you here is if we put it out, we have done the work to ensure that we're doing the right thing here. And we do the best we can. With that, that's going to be a short 605.5 episode. It'll come out very quickly. And I'd like to wish everybody out there a happy, healthy, and higher-minded new era. There it is, man. Cheers.
is the enemy of knowing.